This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of July 30th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in. This morning, we're going to talk about prayer. No guests this week. It's been a crazy week, and I've needed a lot of prayer, a lot of things going on in my life. And God, I've just asked God to work in it, to open the right doors, if that's the correct way to put it. But let's talk about prayer. What do you pray for? How do you pray? Basically, there are four types of prayer. We're going to start big this week, and then we're going to narrow it down. The four basic types of prayer, the first one is a prayer of blessing and adoration. And what we should do, and that's praising God, thanking Him for all the things He's done. The second prayer is a prayer of petition. And that's asking for what we need, including forgiveness. And see, the part about a prayer of petition, God already knows what we need. I think God wants to hear it too. He wants us to ask Him. He's a loving God. He wants to give us what we need according to His will. Now, let me say that again. He wants us to have what He wants to give us according, not to our will, but to His will. The third prayer is a prayer of intercession, and that's asking for what others need. Praying for people in our lives, praying for healing, praying for comfort for others. And that's something we need to do, because to be selfless in the eyes of God, where yes, we need everything. I need a lot of things, but God knows that. But if I'll humble myself in my prayer and not be selfish in my needs, but pray for my wife, pray for my kids, pray for my coworkers, pray for my family, pray for friends that are going through a tough time, and that is the prayer of intercession. And then the last prayer is the prayer of thanksgiving. And that's for what God has given and done. Now, normally when I pray, I start out the prayer of thanksgiving because I thank God for His protection. I thank Him for what He's given me. I thank Him for the food I've had, for the shelter that I have. And thank Him for the things He's going to do in that day. If it's the prayer that I start my day with, it's just, Lord, be with me today. And to send those angels to guard over me, my family, I thank You for that. You know, I thank Him in advance for that. And not that I expect Him to do it, but if I walk with my Lord, I know He'll do it. We're going to dive further into prayer. Thank you for listening. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and we are talking about prayer this morning. And we talked about the four kinds of prayers, but I run into a lot of kids, and then I run into some adults sometimes that really don't know how to pray. And prayer is really simple, because the Bible gives you the map. And where do you say the map? Well, go to Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. The Bible instructs us to pray. And the word says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us of our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." I recently saw a social media post about this, actually a game show, that people could not recite the Lord's Prayer. And that's okay, because if you're listening and you can't, not a big deal. Just open your Bible to Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, and there it is for you. And remember, just remember this one thing, that God wants to talk to you. He wants the words to come from your heart. Now, in those words, we'll talk about that coming up next right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning. We are continuing to talk on prayer this morning. In the last segment, we talked about how the Bible tells us to pray, and that is the Lord's Prayer. So if you don't know how to pray, the Bible spells it out in Matthew 6. It's the Lord's Prayer. But if you go past the Lord's Prayer, like many of us do, and we want to talk to God, the Bible gives us a huge tip, and it is in Matthew verse 7. And it says, "And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they will think they will be heard because of their many words." Okay, your words carry weight. The more words we babble on with the Lord, the less weight they carry. So when we pray to the Lord, be precise. That's what He wants. He wants us to be precise in what we ask, not to keep on and carrying on. And I know I'm really good at this in the morning time because I'm up, I'm getting ready to go for my day. I know I need that armor on me for that day. At night, I'm a little more relaxed. The day is done, I'm tired, and I seem, my focus on prayer is my battle because I tend to babble in that prayer. I ask the same things over and over sometimes. And that's where I have to work on it. And that is a tip. And I wanted to share that with you. And I'll just say it again. It's the Bible says in Matthew 6, 7, when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans. Because why? Because pagans think they will be heard because they say many words. Keep it simple with the Lord. He wants to hear from you. Keep it pinpoint sharp. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Mix Sunday Morning, and we're going to continue in our talk about prayer this morning, and it comes from Matthew 6, and it's verse 5 and 6. And the Bible says, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Those are some tough words right there. You know, there are times, yes, when we go out in ministry and we have to pray, we go to church, we pray out in the open. But the Lord tells us when we're at home to go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. Nobody else needs to hear it. That's between you and the Lord. And see, that's what a lot of people forget. And that is the phrase that is used the most to invite people into the kingdom of God, that it is a personal relationship, that you have to have that with Jesus. You have to accept Jesus in your heart, and He wants that personal touch. He wants you to go somewhere that you're not bothered, that nobody's going to interrupt you. And He wants you to talk to Him. I hope some of these things about prayer helped you this morning. The simple fact of it, again, is the Lord just wants you to hear from you. He created you. thank him, ask him for forgiveness, ask him for protection. He's a loving God, and he wants to plug into you through your prayer line. God bless you. Thank you for listening this morning. It's Mick Sunday Morning. It's Mick Sunday Morning, and it's now time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. Man, what do you say or do at work that communicates to your coworkers and others your obedience? Is your obedience at work just obvious in the big things, or is your obedience to others in all things? In 2 Chronicles 17 and 18, Ezra writes about one of Judah's kings, King Jehoshaphat. The king's strengths and accomplishments included that he was a bold follower of Christ. However, Ezra also wrote of Jehoshaphat's lack of obedience in the little things. You see, without asking God, he made an alliance with Ahab and later got involved with Ahab's son in a venture that was eventually shipwrecked by God. God wants to be in our business, even in the details. Man, on the job, what are the ways you can ensure obedience in your workday for the future? Man, get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man, suit up. To follow the Suit Up movement, go to twitter.com/suitupministry, all one word, or go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
It's Mick Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the show this morning, and I want to leave us with a poem from Edward C. Burchfield. It comes out of his book, Words That Rhyme, Worth Your Time. And the title of this poem is The Shape We're In. When in the beginning, after Adam did sin, death passed on us all. That's why we're in the shape we're in. Death is an enemy that locks a man down. It causes hurt and separation where no peace can be found. The cries of many all down through the years have given rise to many fears. Fear is a liar and lie is sin. That's why we find ourselves in the shape we're in. We can't fix death, it's God's judgment call. No man is exempt since the fall. But God stepped in to help us out, to give us faith and break the chains of doubt. He sent a new man, Adam, one who knew no sin, to change us once for all from the bad shape we're in. Jesus, the Son of God, became the Son of Man, so that the sons of men could be born again. This is the change we all need, by surrender to God through Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to lead. He will save you and forgive all wrong, no matter where we've been. Give us abundant life and change forever the shape we're in. Man, that's a powerful poem straight out of the Bible. Trust the Lord. Yeah, we're in the shape we're in because of what Adam and Eve did. And we're in the shape we're in today because of decisions some people have made on this earth. But you know what? Jesus doesn't care about that. It doesn't shake the throne. And that throne is coming soon. So be prepared. Jesus is coming. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Mick Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.